Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Jos van der Westhuizen. He is the co-founder and CEO of Rimeo, a virtual reality platform for remote team building and collaboration for global enterprise customers based in Silicon Valley. Mr. Westhuizen, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Eric.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to hearing all about Rimeo's VR platform. So if you would, tell us all about the platform, the types of enterprise companies you work with, and key features of the platform to get things underway.
Yeah, fantastic. So Rimeo is basically a VR platform that allows different companies to enter a private world that's customized and tailored to their own look and feel and brand name, and basically use the space to casually interact the same way you would interact in a physical in-person office. And the types of companies that we serve are mainly going to be teams that are remote and typically working in the knowledge work sector. And yeah, basically inside this world that each company has, they have access to basic collaboration tools that you would in a normal office. So for example, you would have a whiteboard, you have a presentation room, a conference room. And then the other thing that we also add is a bunch of different fun activities, because for a lot of remote teams, they don't get time to actually casually hang out as a team because they're all separated. And we really like create these activities and experiences where they can have that sense of bonding and fun laughing to connect together.
Well, it certainly sounds like you've created something tremendous here, and looking forward to hearing more details on it. Now, why are you starting to see more companies exploring VR programs with their employees, and what are the typical use cases? If you have any to share, that would be great.
Yeah, so to the first thing, we see more companies use this because there's really like two types of people who look when they look for jobs in the world, who fit this profile. So the first kind is you can have people who seek out remote work because they sort of consider their friends and family as the core connections that they want to, or the core groups that they want to connect with. But then you also get like probably the younger generation who are going to seek jobs where they actually want to network with other people. They want to meet new people. And now that a lot of work has gone remote and a lot of companies have seen sort of the benefits of being remote, they're losing out on this younger talent pool because the younger people still want to, go into an office or socialize and connect and make friends with the people at work. And basically, the current set of remote tools don't allow for that sort of connection to happen if you're a remote team. And that's why we think more and more companies are starting to use tools like Rimeo, because this is really a tool to bring that sort of connection and that sort of benefit to remote teams. Yeah. So I would say there's like a bread and butter use case is going to be a sort of 3D design for companies. So if you think about car companies or like manufacturing pipelines, they typically use like these 3D immersive, like almost like CAD-like design. But that's not really the area that we focus on as Rimeo. There's sort of a long tail of other use cases that companies use this for. One big one that everyone's very sort of optimistic about is the sense of like just enhanced collaboration as compared to something over a 2D screen like Zoom, because you feel the sense of presence. You can have easy like multiple side conversations or breakout rooms. And it's a much better sort of immersive experience and also much more memorable because a lot of our memories are spatial. So that's the one use case, and that's sort of what Rimeo serves. And then the other side is what I mentioned with like sort of team building, team bonding, where you sort of need that water cooler moment, and you can't get that really over Zoom. And VR is really the mechanism that you can use this for.
Certainly some good information and feedback on that. Much appreciated. Now, what kinds of benefits or value do companies say they experience from these employee VR events? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, so a lot of it is sort of, so we've actually run a few studies where we check the ROI for companies using this. And some of them are, for example, we see on average a 40% increase in team connectedness. We see a 30% increase in the trust that the team has with the manager, with their own manager. We also see, for example, roughly a 25% increase in the intercommunication within that team. So those are sort of like the quantifiable benefits, but there's a bunch of others, right? So for a lot of the remote teams, it's just really that the opportunity and the connection that they can build with these with their colleagues, and then that sort of enhances trust, which then enhances productivity and just makes a better team.
Well, Mr. Westhazen, we certainly do appreciate your visit on behalf of Rimeo and for introducing Rimeo to the audience as well today. We're speaking with Jos van der Westhazen. He is the co-founder and CEO of Rimeo, a virtual reality platform for remote team building and collaboration for global enterprise customers based in Silicon Valley here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, are there challenges in driving employee engagement and adoption of VR? And how do you think companies in the enterprise VR industry can overcome those challenges?
Yeah. Fantastic question. So yes, there are challenges. For example, the hardware is still, like pretty expensive if you don't have a use case for it, like an everyday use case for it. So for example, a lot of companies that we serve, they don't typically use VR for anything else except team building or team bonding and some collaboration. And so it's quite expensive to now have to like for each employee, a new employee, you give them a laptop, you give them a phone and a VR headset. So I'd say that's still a bit of a hurdle. And we actually try to bridge that gap because for companies who don't have headsets, we will actually have a pretty economic sort of solution where we send them headsets and then they can use it for whatever sort of purposes they need and then send it back to us. So that's definitely sort of one hurdle is the cost front. There's obviously also like some limitations on the hardware as well. The VR headsets still need to be like slightly lighter, the visuals need to be better, et cetera. And this, like, you can definitely see a lot of speed and progress there. There's also a new headset coming at the end of this year, the Quest 3. So there's a lot of hope for that headset and also the Apple headset that's rumored to be released this year. So definitely on the hardware front, we're making the progress, but it's still probably about like 2 to 3 years before it's really mainstream and like, you know, a light enough form factor that people can wear it for longer periods in the day. And also cost has to sort of at least be where it is now, the price of the headsets. And yeah, for companies in the space, that's a good question. So if you're on the like sort of user side of this, I would definitely recommend that a lot of companies sort of, they could either try it in a low cost way, the same way that we sort of help companies just try it out the first time and see if they get the ROI that we sort of have seen with the teams that use Rimeo. And if they get that, then obviously it makes sense to invest and expand inside this VR ecosphere. And for companies who are sort of like Rimeo, who are working to produce things that other enterprise companies can use, there's a lot of things to do there, really. So one is like ensure that the software that you make doesn't induce any more friction for the user. So like one big thing we hear out from the industry, really, is that Rimeo is one of the easiest to use platforms in terms of like getting people into the same space and logging in and sort of the security, all of those things just needs to be really, really easy because it's already like extra effort to put on this headset to go into a meeting. You don't want to make it any extra effort to actually like run the software or for people to find each other inside the virtual world. So that's one thing I definitely like encourage other companies in the space to do is just like really focus on making it as easy to use as possible because we're still very early on the market and yeah, basically a lot of people aren't used to the tech quite yet.
Yeah, certainly some good feedback from you in both regards there. Thanks for that. Now, how do you see enterprise VR growing or evolving, say, over the next 2 to 3 years? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, for sure. So there's a pretty steady growth rate in terms of the enterprise 3D sort of collaboration, which I mentioned before, the, you know, collaboration around CAD models or architecture. And that'll keep continuing. That's already growing pretty fast. It's going to continue to grow pretty really fast. Another sector that's also well established and also growing like sort of solidly is training. So for different sectors where it's, or industries where it's dangerous or hard to educate someone, for example, firefighting or police training or like chemistry labs, it makes a lot of sense to do it with VR where it's low cost, low risk. So that'll continue to do what it's doing already. And then I think over the next 2 years, we're going to see some interesting changes. So we're already seeing like really, really rapid growth in sort of this, the like fun use case for enterprise, what we're doing with Remio. So basically like taking what the VR headsets are good at, which is gaming, and sort of using that to make the work remote workspace a lot better. And while this is going to grow rapidly over the next 2 to 3 years, we do see that segueing into rapid growth for the actual like general collaboration use case, because the headsets, the software, all of that's going to improve a lot over the next 2 to 3 years. And then we'll sort of see that getting picked up and being used alongside this like team building fun use case.
Well, I'm sure you've jazzed up the audience in regards to VR and the space and the possibilities tapping into that. Thanks so much for what you do in the space. Again, on behalf of Remio, before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to mention as we conclude today?
I'd really, for anyone listening who hasn't tried out any of the new VR or XR headsets, I'd highly recommend just trying it out, even going to like a Best Buy and seeing what this new tech does. It's really impressive the first time you hop in there and you sort of see that you can see through the headset. That's amazing, number one. And two is sort of, you can see your own hands being tracked. And it's pretty easy to make the connection that like, whoa, this is gonna be the future computing platform. And I think it's just an exciting space to sort of, if you have the opportunity to really see, to get a glimpse of the future, this is the place to see it.
And certainly appreciate the advice given in conclusion. Once again, appreciate your time and insight shared here today per your expertise. If listeners wanted to tap into Remio, where's the best place online to do so?
Yeah, best place is probably either email us directly at events@remiovr.com, or you could check out our website. We also have a chatbot on there, and that's remiovr.com.
And of course, listeners, as always, we'll add that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. West Hazen, all the best, and thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks so much, Eric. This was fantastic.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Always my pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Jos van der West Hazen. He is the co-founder and CEO of Remio, a virtual reality platform for remote team building and collaboration for global enterprise customers based in Silicon Valley. And for all the details, visit RemioVR.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.